Now, thanks, we've got this other burning story text, and this is quite serious because there's a journalist called Tom Morris, and also Danny Frawley has commented on this as well on a show called AFL Nation. Mm-hmm. Last night, Tom Morris was on the couch, and I'll paraphrase everything he has said here, but basically, your pre-season camp, he is suggesting, has left senior players distressed. They've had to go to the Players Association and get advice on this, that you went through mental exercises that were a bit out there. He's called it a cult-like training camp.
Cult-like.
Talking about things like senior players were put on a bus, believed they were going to the Gold Coast but were taken somewhere else, wearing only their shorts, and were blindfolded on the bus. Had food, but basically for 24 hours, blindfolded, kept on the bus.
Made to feel worthless.
I'm going to start off, I'm going to break it up into a couple of parts.
Yep.
That journalist has got some things that are completely wrong.
Yep.
And now I'll go on to saying that the camp that we went on as a footy club, personally I found one of the most beneficial and most rewarding camp I've ever been on as an individual. And I'd encourage any of my best mates or family members to do the same thing.
Now, it's called Collective Minds, is that correct?
The other thing I'll jump into is our football club, like most other AFL clubs in the competition, are exploring ways of being able to get an edge over other teams in the AFL.
Right.
And that's in the mental space. And we've been doing that for a couple of years, whether it be our mindfulness, our meditation, or things like that. So, yes, there was elements of the camp that we delved into that were on the mental side, but we think that's an element that we can get an edge over other teams in the competition.
That's what a lot of clubs are doing. They're training the mind. It's no different to your weights program or your physical
program. Now, one quote here. This is from this journalist. I'm just repeating what he's written. Some players are still not in a good headspace after the training camp. How would you respond to that?
Well, personally, I'm great. I think it's one of the best camps I've ever been.
Do you know of any other players that are mentally disturbed?
Not that I'm aware of.
No.
It says you had to fill out a questionnaire that was mentally challenging.
Incorrect.
Didn't have to do that.
Incorrect.
Okay. This is run by a company called Collective Minds, is that right?
That's a company
called Mankind Project.
No, Collective Minds are the company that we're doing our mindfulness and meditation mental space with that we've just signed up, which are, I think, a great business and group to be involved in.
I want to delve deeper into this, and I'm being serious. I'm not taking the mickey at all. When you talk about the mental side, you start talking about mindfulness and meditation. What about the cynic listening right now that says, just get the ball and kick goals, Tex. Just win it out of the middle, get the footy, kick goals. Now, I know...
What do some people struggle when they line up for goal? Why can some people kick it? No. Let's not use his name. Why can someone kick straight at training from 50 metres, but then go out and try and do it in a game and not execute it?
Yeah, well, I reckon we've talked about this.
Forget about the player. Let's just say, why can't they do it? Because it's the power of the mind to block things out and perform under pressure. You've heard sayings this for years. This has nothing to do with the Crows. This is about sports people in general. 80% of the game is played above the shoulders.
All right, well, let's hear from Tex.
That's why basketballers, sports people, business
Tex,
people.
I've seen you kick good goals in games and I've seen you miss goals in games. What's the difference?
I wouldn't have missed goals.
No, you haven't missed many. Ones you miss, is it your mind or is it your poor technique?
Growing up as a kid, you always got told it's 80-90% played above your shoulders. And you're like, well, yeah, you're giving me the obvious clue here. But when you come into an elite environment that's pressure, that you're constant in the limelight, the pressure can build. So we find it an area where you're able to quieten your mind down, but that then allows you to make clear decisions and honest decisions, whether it be on the field, off the field. So this is an area that our football club has identified and we want to improve in. I know there's a lot of other clubs in the AFL that are doing the exact same thing.
You can't possibly say that people shouldn't be getting better and have better techniques to get their headspace right?
No, not at all. But I'm just finding out. I'm questioning as to why.